This is Jean Watson, and I'm so glad you could join me today on UCB Ireland. Did you know that you were designed with a purpose even before you were born? Sometimes it can be hard to believe that when life gets tough and confusing, and we're not even sure what the next day holds. Perhaps you're feeling like that at this very moment. If so, hang on and listen to the story of a young lady who felt very lost and forgotten. Her name was Hagar, and she was an Egyptian slave used by her master Abram to bear an heir for him. After she became pregnant, however, Abram's wife Sarai treated her very badly, and she ran away into the desert. Genesis 16, beginning in verse 7, says, "The angel of the Lord found Hagar near a spring in the desert. It was the spring that is beside the road to Shur. And he said, 'Hagar, slave of Sarai, where have you come from and where are you going?' 'I'm running away from my mistress Sarai,' she answered. Then the angel of the Lord told her, 'Go back to your mistress and submit to her.' The angel added, 'I will increase your descendants so much that they will be too numerous to count.' The angel of the Lord also said to her, 'You are now pregnant, and you will give birth to a son. You shall name him Ishmael, for the Lord has heard of your misery. He will be a wild donkey of a man. His hand will be against everyone, and everyone's hand against him. And he will live in hostility toward all his brothers.' So she gave this name to the Lord who spoke to her, 'You are the God who sees me.' For she said, 'I have now seen the one who sees me.'" One of the things that struck me about this story is that before Hagar ran away, Sarah and Abram referred to her simply as "my slave" or "your slave." It seems she had no value in their eyes other than to be used for their own selfish gain. I can only imagine how that must have made Hagar feel about herself. But when God found Hagar, the first word out of his mouth was, "Hagar." The angel of the Lord knew who she was and why she was there. And he called her by name and declared to her that she had not been forgotten. Though born into a low station in life and mistreated, God had a plan for her. Not only that, Hagar is the only person mentioned in the Bible who actually names God personally. She calls the Lord El Roy, the God who sees. I love this story because it reminds us of how much God loves us. At times in life when you may feel like Hagar, mistreated, forgotten, and lost, El Roy knows you better than you know yourself. He knows where you've come from and where you're going. He calls you by name, and as you call him by his name and trust his love, he will lead you into the plans he had for you from the beginning, plans that no man, no devil, no misfortune can steal from you. The Lord is your El Roy, the God who sees you right now. Isn't that comforting? Isaiah 49:16 says that your name is engraved on the palm of his hand. That means God has not forgotten about you, no matter how lost you may feel at times. Not only that, but as with Hagar, God also promises he will never leave you nor forsake you. That's from Deuteronomy 31:6. It's during your greatest times of need that you can know God's love the most deeply, if you're willing. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for the story of how you met Hagar in the desert so long ago and revealed your love and also your promises to her. I pray right now for anyone listening who's feeling confused, lost, or abandoned. I pray they would hear your voice and know that you see them, you love them, and you have a wonderful plan for their life. Help us all to trust that you are El Roy, the God who sees us. In Jesus' name, amen. Be encouraged, dear friend, knowing that wherever you've come from and wherever you're going, God sees you and he loves you exactly where you are, and he has a plan. Thanks for listening, and I hope you can tune in again next time on UCB Ireland. Take care now.